This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
It used to be fun to see all the previews for new movies at the theater. Apparently, people are sick to death of them now. A new survey says 59% of Americans say the ideal number of trailers before the feature presentation is 1 to 3. 5% would like to see trailers eliminated entirely.
I guess you see, I don't know. I mean, people aren't probably on like YouTube as much as me, but if I want to see a trailer, I mean, it's...
Yeah, I just go see the trailer.
I don't go to the movies, but when I did, I liked the trailers, but maybe it's gotten out of hand. There's too many.
I think it's gotten out of hand
too
also
long,
because
they show most of the movie.
They tell you the whole movie.
Yeah,
I hate that now. Yeah. I don't watch any trailers when I don't have to, except for like a Star Wars or something that you know is not going to give anything away.
Yeah, but I feel like they even give stuff away. Like, is Al totally done now?
I don't know if we can...
Totally done with what?
Trailers. He won't even watch a trailer anymore.
Is that right, Al?
Only if I know I'm going to go see the movie. If I know I'm in already, I won't watch a trailer. I don't want to spoil anything for me. But if I'm not sold, I will watch a trailer.
The only time I watch a trailer is if I'm at the theater and I'm forced to. Otherwise, I would never look one up on my own and sit down and watch it. Because I'd like to... I do feel like it gives away too much of the movie.
Yeah, I agree. Not like if, Dave, you see a movie on the plane and tell me I should watch it and I don't know what it's about, then I'll go watch the trailer.
Right, yes, okay.
Just make sure.
Bad taste in plane movies.
Right.
Yeah.
But like, for instance, so when the Star Wars trailer came out, there was like a cool moment in it that I thought, oh, all I need to send this to the nerds. But then I was like, I don't want to send the whole thing, so I found like a tiny little clip of like a lightsaber part, and I sent that out, and I was like, check this out.
I did see that, and that's all I saw from the I don't even know what came from the trailer. I had to ask you the next morning.
I went
and saw Endgame, they played the trailer for Star Wars, and I plugged my ears and looked at the floor like a psychopath.
No.
That alarmed people, I bet.
I'm sure it did.
Oh, my whole experience was really pretty terrible that day. I mean, like, I just seemed like a creep. I followed up a man, and like, you know, now you buy tickets that are assigned seating in some of these theaters.
Yeah.
And so, like, I walk in right behind this guy and his two, like, teenage daughters, and we walk all the way up to the top of the thing together, and I sit right beside them like a psychopath. I mean, it's assigned seating. Like, I didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
And the theater's empty aside from us, so I just look like I followed them in and his daughters, and then I'm staring at the floor during trailers. I was nuts.
I wouldn't like assigned seating, because you got to, like, read the room and check it out.
Give yourself some spaces.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll never go to an assigned
seat.
I'm never going out in public again.
No.
Yeah.
Rowan won't even sit next to Al anymore.
It's true.
He's done with him.
There was one trailer. I don't even know the name. I did not watch the movie. There was a, you know how, does Netflix send you emails like, we think you'd be interested in this?
Oh, I don't know. Most of the stuff I just ignore.
I don't watch Netflix, so it's either something my wife or my kids have watched, right? So there was this movie called Secret Obsession.
Oh, Al, you're not going to want to watch this.
And I did, like, what is this about? Because it's like, Dave, you'll be interested in this. This trailer, this is like, to me, a 2-minute movie. Because every single thing that happens in this movie, I believe they put in this trailer.
So you don't even have to watch it.
No. Here, this is the trailer.
My husband's here to see you.
Hey, what happened? How did I get here?
Somehow I saw this.
You were in an accident, and you hit your head. You don't remember me, do you?
I don't even know your name.
I'm Russell. It's really nice to meet you.
At this point.
I should have.
It looks terrible.
Well, just wait. It gets more terrible.
It's been family for a while.
It's so quiet.
Better be. Nearest neighbor's over a mile away.
Only a mile?
This is Detective Page. I was wondering if your wife would come down to the station tomorrow at 11 to talk about the accident.
What's tomorrow at 11? I overheard you outside on the phone.
That was work calling and wondering when I was coming back.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Just let some stranger take you home, huh?
Oh, geez. Nobody checks up on that.
Okay, I'll go home with you. You never leave.
I think I'm going to head into town today. You going to be okay?
I'll be fine. I feel like I just need to take a look around. Maybe something will trigger my memory.
Don't overdo it.
Since Jennifer had no ID, how did Russell prove he was her husband?
Yeah.
It says here that he showed some family photos.
Okay, well, she's in good hands. I haven't even finished the trailer. You know exactly what's going to happen in this movie.
Yeah.
And they save her.
That's crazy. What a terrible hospital.
Well, here's my guess. He killed the husband, right? Buried the husband in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing that's the whole movie.
He hit her and hopes that she gets amnesia.
Of course. Yeah. It'll and all be that he did it.
The
all.
Hospital's like, Jack, yeah, take her. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go
who are you?
And then the Allstate man's like, God damn it. I got her in good hands. But
yeah.
Hospitals will discharge you to anyone. They're just like, nuts. Get out of here.
Yeah,
exactly. They want you out.
If I ever have to go into the hospital, I'm going to be like, don't you release me to somebody. I don't know. Okay.
You look like a nice person.
Hi, I'm here for Andy Green.
I don't know you.
I'm his husband.
I'm.
You don't remember?
You're my husband? I know. That's I don't. Right. I've got amnesia.
You're really gay with me.
Is that right?
Yep.
Something feels wrong, like different about that. I don't know if that's.
Come on. Get it. Oh, you're right. In that wheelchair. Oh, I got you.
He's going to kiss me like that.
Yeah. I'm going to kiss you all over. All right. Over and again.
We might have to take some time with that.
Because I still got to get used to it on account of the amnesia.
Yeah.
Check this thing out.
Oh, Jesus. God. Oh, my God. Tuck it again.
I'm going to do my dance for you.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's how you get your next partner.
That's the worst.
But yeah, I realized, so I was watching Netflix. And you know when you're done a show, it'll just
go on to something that pops
it'll
up.
It'll kick back to the beginning or whatever and just play something. And it played the start of that. And I'm like, what the?
Did you watch the whole thing?
No, I don't know. I just, when I stopped it was when he was in the backyard and she realized, oh, he's digging around in the backyard somewhere. I was like, well.
Yeah, whenever you do it, you're digging around back there.
Yeah, unless, listen, I never watched it, so there could be a big surprise. But to me, this trailer laid out the entire movie from beginning to
end.
Obvious. Yeah, it's like but could the twist be that she's still really out of it? And she's just thinking all this stuff, but in reality,
I guess it could be. But this movie looks so bad. There's no way,
right?
There's no way
they're
that smart.
It's not going to be.
There's going to be some sort of like Sixth Sense twist at the end of this one.
Right.
It's a Netflix original movie, with a chick from some Disney show my kids used to watch. I think that's what got my attention. Oh my God, it's that Asian chick.
Well, I wondered why it popped up, and I'm wondering if it's just the number of Disney shows that have been watched on my Netflix account.
And that's probably why I got it too.
Yeah.
It
doesn't really go with like the Disney audience secret obsession.
No, she's breaking free of that mold probably.
Yeah, probably.
I'll take that killer movie role.
Secret obsession, sign me up. The Allstate man's in it.
The Allstate man.
You serious?
That's how you know it's good.
Yeah.
Andy,
I can tell by his voice. He's like, we want to talk to you about your wife.
If a short, hairy man pops into the hospital to pick you up, I'd just say no.
I'm going to tell him. I'll be like, you don't let anybody come get me. You
should have all that stuff tattooed on your body.
Yeah, I'm like memento.
Oh, someone said, I've seen that movie. You guys are dead on.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Yeah, Allstate man.
Well, you don't even have to.
No.
I mean, the trailer legitimately gives it away. Mind you, I don't like any of the trailers really that play on Netflix. I feel like even trailers for like Glow or trailers for Stranger Things, that they give away too much. They give away big scenes.
They definitely do.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A furious ballerina kicked a police officer in the balls after being told she was too drunk to get on a plane.
Mm. Kicked him right in the nuts.
Kicked him right in the balls.
Well, that kind of backs up their theory.
Diana Andreas Rivera found herself in a confrontation with cops at Heathrow Airport after fellow passengers said, this lady's too wasted to be on this plane. The 33-year-old, I guess, was drunk and disorderly in the airport before she even got on the plane. She was approached by staff, and that's when she kicked that guy in the balls and scratched another guy in the face. Officers searched her. They found that she had a lock knife in her possession. This is the ballerina here.
Watch out for those ballerinas.
They can kick, right?
She'll spin.
Wow, well, they're strong. They're stronger than you could ever imagine.
She's like Catwoman to scratch your face. To have your face screen, be like, ah! That's so many germs.
The dancer appeared with Spain's Victor Ulate Ballet Company, cried as she appeared via video link at court, charged with common assault on an emergency worker and possession of a knife. She did admit to being drunk and disorderly. She had become aggressive when she failed to find her passport and was told she couldn't board a flight home. When officers tried to escort her to a police van, she tried to bite one on the arm. She kicked and scratched him. She became more aggressive and kicked another officer in the testicles before grabbing another officer and drawing blood with her nails.
She's like the black swan.
She is.
She is flexible, though.
Well, she's
part of the job.
That's the deal.
That's the deal. She did not attack anyone with the knife, they say, though.
Mm.
Thankfully.
Sounds like she kind of whooped those cops' ass a bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. Like to see the state of those cops.
Yeah.
If they were just like
crying afterward. Like,
or just like, you know, where the guy stopped working out, you know.
Mm. I was not ready for an answer.
Oh, my God, I'm in a fight with the ballerina. You know, I think, okay,
I'm trying to stop.
I'm in hand-to-hand combat. Same backup. Hand-to-hand combat with the ballerina.
Crazy ballerina chick.
Don't make fun. You don't know they're athletes, man. Scratch me like Sabretooth.
Yeah, she probably destroyed him. That's right? What I mean. Yeah. She's so nimble and quick.
Officer down. Officer down. And I'm down just because I'm kind of tired. I've been kicked in my testicles so hard.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and too bad they don't have video. I would love to see how it all played out. It would have been amazing.
Sin sweat. Sam's got his camper.
The internet is laughing at a story of a tourist who joined a search party to find a missing member of a tour group without realizing she was the missing tourist they were looking for.
No.
This happened in Iceland near Eyjafjallajökull Canyon.
Beautiful.
In
beautiful
southern area. Iceland.
Known for took a helicopter ride there.
Known for their fjords.
Yeah, probably.
It said the group of tourists traveling on a tour bus through Iceland became concerned about a missing member of a group during a stop near the volcanic canyon. The woman who had changed her clothes didn't recognize the description of herself and joined in the search, but the search was called off about 3 in the morning when it became clear that the missing woman was in fact accounted for and searching for herself with this search party.
That's like an episode of Scooby-Doo or something.
It totally is.
So they didn't have her name at all, right? They were just like,
there was a blonde chick.
I get they must have.
There was a blonde chick.
You know, I actually just met some people from Iceland.
Yeah?
Was this what we're talking about? Yes. And they have like zero crime there.
Yeah, why would
there's been one murder in like the past 10 years.
There's not a lot going on there.
No. Yeah. But this is also, I think we may have talked about this on the show once, but they leave their kids outside in their strollers. Like they believe the fresh air is good for their kids. So it is like just common for parents.
So free
there.
Babies there. If you want a baby, well, just go.
They just leave their kids outside, and they call them prams. So they're pretty much like little beds on wheels, right?
Okay.
Like they can lie down, and the kids are left out there while the parents work, do stuff inside the house.
Whoa!
Free babies.
So you go to Iceland. If there's young kids, you'll see just them all parked out front of their homes, and they say there's never been an incident.
Kids are safe around me. Walk by them and
yeah, at least
they're not taking one of those. Yeah, yeah. You're like, somebody move all these babies are in the way.
Yeah.
The Icelandic weirdos.
Yeah.
Tripping over.
Strange.
It is strange, though. I thought very strange.
Yeah.
Get away with that here.
No.
I think Icelandic people, a lot of them claim they see elves.
No, truly?
Seriously. Like a thing. I read it once. Jonathan's Bathroom Reader.
Yeah, Iceland has one of the lowest violent crime rates in the world, but there's
one of
no
the highest elf rates.
Yeah, but they see a high amount of elves.
Yeah.
Yeah, their homicide rate in the in 10 years never went above 1.8.
Type in Iceland elves.
How many people actually live in Iceland?
I think it's only like 300,000 or something. Mm-hmm. It's not huge. Iceland population.
Are we trying to buy this one?
339,000.
Are we going to try and buy this one?
And it's huge, though.
What do you guys think we can get it for?
Isn't it dark there a lot?
Is it the most of those?
Sure. Yeah. And they eat a lot of whale.
Iceland elves.
Why so many Icelanders still believe in invisible elves? Mm-hmm. The Hurlfolk.
Huldefolk.
I seen the Huldefolk.
Did you see the Huldefolk?
Oh, Huldefolk.
Holy.
Yeah. No, it's no joke over there, those elves. That's what we're dealing with. Never trust an Icelandic person. They leave their babies out and they believe in elves.
Like a couple Icelandic bands, but one of them like plays a bunch of the antlers and stuff, and they like play drums with bones.
Yeah, they're just so metal. They must have been seeing all the Holdy folk.
Oh, there's a picture. Oh, of all
look
the
at
folk.
Them! Look at them!
Oh, they're like creepy.
They're like garbage pail kids.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Meet that's the elves.
That's
Iceland.
Their homes, right? Yeah. The elf homes.
Oh my God! That's where the Huldefolk live.
Yeah, that's the home of the Huldefolk.
Do they build the homes for them to somehow
appease them?
Appease them.
Look at the homes. Look at the wee tiny
probably.
Homes.
Yeah, they do. They better build the Huldefolk some some houses.
You gotta get building a sweet pad in your yard so that they don't come in and kill you.
You don't want them in there in your bread basket.
These like mascots they've created are terrifying. It's
look
like you know the kid from that movie Mask.
Yeah,
imagine him as an elf.
That is, it's like they combined all the charm of the Mask Boy.
Look, that's terrifying.
Hey, boy, yeah, that's the Huldefolk, dude.
Yeah,
it looks like Sloth, but with red hair.
Exactly,
it's the mask.
It is exactly what it looks like. It looks like the Mask Boy.
That's scary.
That terrifies me.
Cher's kid.
No wonder they're so freaked out.
Cher's kid and Huldefolk.
It's dark 6 months out of the year.
Right, they're just messed up. They're like, well, it was so dark the other day, I didn't even know if I could see the Huldefolk.
Or however they speak.
Sure, they were all around us at the time. They were very strange.
Yeah.
This couple was very, they were very strange.
That's a weird place to be from, Iceland.
Yeah. But Amber talks to anyone, so I ended up in a deep conversation with this Icelandic couple.
You ever run into more Icelandic people, get them going off about the Huldefolk.
Yeah, I guess I never knew it existed, but now I do. You know what you could have done? What you do to him to test him, and it's just like, whoa, what was that? What? I swear to God, I thought I saw a small little elven creature
behind
you.
You guys ever see little people? And they're like, hold it, Yeah, it's like one in 12 of them claims they've seen these things.
Wow.
Running around up there, running amok.
Yeah. What if they are?
It could be. One in 12, those are high numbers.
That was according to the Uncle Jonathan Bathroom Reader like 20 years ago.
Huh. Wow.
That stuck with me.
Look out for that.
The Huldefolk.
The Huldefolk.
They live in a parallel world. Scary stuff.
Maybe they do.
All right, it's Sex to Be Old coming up here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. Did a bird kill an old Australian man? Let's get to that.
It sucks to be old.
In this case, it does suck to be old because, unfortunately, this old man did die while trying to avoid a swooping magpie in a park near Wollongong, which actually has a history of magpie attacks.
It's an aggressive bird.
Here's what happened. This 76-year-old guy was riding his bike.
Oh, yeah.
The bird started to swoop.
Magpie.
It tried to attack him.
Yes.
And that's when the old man rode off the path in an effort to escape this swooping magpie.
Right into a croc's mouth.
Crashed into a fence post.
Oh, well.
Was thrown over the bike.
Whoa!
Landed head first.
Wow, that's into a croc. Yikes.
Into a croc's mouth.
Suffered serious head injuries.
Too old to ride a bike.
He didn't make it.
No.
There's a
dive right on the
more
scene
graphic
there?
Detail, but he didn't make it.
Yeah.
What happened?
He looked to be in a. There was a lot of blood. He was in a real bad way.
What do you mean? His head cracked
his
open?
Head was off?
His head came off? He cut his neck open? What? He just say it.
His brains were out.
Probably. He's like, it was bloody. With
blood. That's my favorite thing ever. He was an A. Real bad one.
He was.
He was. Was his brain out?
Massive amounts of head trauma.
Mm. Oh, cracked his head right off. I think your head gets real flimsy.
Oh, your head, yeah, it's no, it'll bleed a lot, too.
Yeah.
That thing will bleed.
Your head gets real flimsy?
I think all your bones are just like eggshells, eventually.
Yeah,
I think
when,
they
you're
are.
When you're old.
When you're old. You can't fall. You fall, your hips instantly break. You hit your head, your brain comes right out.
It's crazy, this old man. Well, he's Australian, right? So he's crazy. So that's why he wasn't wearing a helmet.
Exactly.
I don't need no helmet.
He was in fantastic shape.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
The man had been riding near Nicholson Park, where locals say a particularly aggressive magpie has been a repeat offender in this area. Mm-hmm. The Magpie Alert website, which they have there, tracks swooping magpies and shows 8 attacks in that one area alone.
Wow.
They even have these warnings up in the park.
How big's a magpie?
I thought they're like a crow, aren't they?
Are they?
I thought they were bigger than a crow. Are they more like a crane?
Are they? I don't know much about magpies.
No, they're smaller.
Like a sparrow.
Wow. That's smaller than I thought.
2 feet wingspan.
Oh, well, it's pretty big.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Solid size bed. It's crazy all the different warnings they probably have. They got a magpie warning over there. You're like, we are.
Everything will kill you over there, though. You know that.
There's a huntsman spider watching the area.
Right. Even like a cute little bird like that. Like, it looks like a cute little bird.
Yeah, it looks innocent enough. Right?
Right. No, it's trying to kill you.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'll kill you dead.
One resident said it was responsible for giving him a heart attack during a swooping frenzy recently as well.
Same?
Same guy?
No, not the same guy. No,
I was like, that guy needs to stay away from him.
Not Mr. Lost.
No, he is now.
I guess now he won't
He's fine now.
Because of the bad way.
He was in a real bad way.
He was in a bad way.
He was in a real bad way.
His head...
Something about his head. Dave won't just tell us. He just won't even say it.
What's an old man? You want to hear about an old man getting losing his head?
I want to know what happens to you.
Yeah. Research.
Did his head come right off?
It was just massive head trauma.
That's all it says.
Yes. Which I assume, and a ton of blood.
Yeah, that means his brain was out.
Got smashed up on a rock.
Yeah, probably.
Knocked an eye out.
Oh, yeah.
Bad. You guys are sick. You guys are just a bunch of sickos.
Bits of brain all over the ground.
Come on.
100%.
Some vultures came in and ate it up.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Anyway, watch out for magpies. Rocks. If you're going to Australia, out for magpies. Be super careful. You don't want to be like this guy.
No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, why were they studying a French postman's testicles?
Well,
it's actually won a Nobel Science Prize, a study of this French mailman's balls.
What did they do? They glow?
French mailman's balls were studied?
They were, Lisa.
If you hold them, your wishes come true.
Mm-hmm.
They conducted an experiment that involved taping thermometers to the testicles of French mailmen to find out if testicles were both the same temperature.
Hmm.
This is like Nobel Prize worthy.
Yeah. They won a Nobel Prize, International Science Prize.
I wonder if one of mine. Okay, I'm just going to guess.
Well, that's what. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to say that yes, they are different temperatures.
Yeah. Which one's hotter?
The bigger one is hotter than the smaller one. So I'm going to say left. My left is bigger than my right, I believe.
Nailed it.
Oh. There we go.
On average, the left one was always warmer.
Nobel Prize right here.
Saved them.
I know, exactly.
Time.
They should have studied my balls.
What are they going to do with this info now?
Well,
yeah, what's the point?
You know what's funny is they made
it
those.
It can actually have an impact on fertility.
They made those Fruit of the Loom underwear. Have you seen that commercial yet where it has a window in it? It has a vent They've made underwear with like, it's like a mesh thing on the side.
I think there's a few like that now.
Right, but it's on the wrong side.
They put it on the right?
It's on the right, yeah.
Oh, they got to put it on the left.
It needs to be on the left.
You got to cool the left ball down. Now,
the left.
So now with new left ball coolers is what they've got to add.
Exactly.
Huh. So it only, though, is when we're wearing clothes. When we're naked, it's not, they're both the same temperature.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They didn't explain why they specifically chose French mailmen for this.
Yeah.
But they did. And
they probably get real warm delivering French mail.
Mm.
But all those baguettes.
It's all baguettes.
Testicle temperature can have an impact on fertility as prolonged very high or very low temperatures can damage the quality of a man's sperm.
Hmm. I like the idea of this guy being like, I have a terrible secret. One of my bulls is happening in the air. They are studying my tasty cake.
Imagine you agree to this, now I'm going to strap thermometers to each of my balls every day.
But also, too, on a whim, you're just like, oh, yeah, I'm making $20 a week. I don't know. It'll never amount to anything. They're hooking up electrodes to my balls. And then it's like a Nobel Prize thing. It's like, Frenchman's balls! Mm-hmm. It's like...
That's part of that. Be proud.
Yeah, he's like, right? That was me, you know.
Mon Dieu, my balls are famous.
I know the exact temperature of my balls.
See, that's a girl.
My right one is always ran hot.
Yeah, you're bigger. Yeah, our left one is.
Yeah, my, I know mine is.
Yeah, my left one's bigger.
Seems to take
that. Is that common with all men?
Everybody's, yeah.
Is your left testicle always bigger, or does it change per guy?
I don't know.
Because mine, my left one is the bigger one.
Yeah, I think.
Maybe different guys have different balls. It's normal for one testicle to be bigger than the other. Oh, many people find that the right testicle is slightly larger.
Yeah.
See, guys are oddballs.
See, that's it. They're oddballs. I didn't want to get into it. My right ball is bigger, but I didn't want to be a freak. I got a bigger right ball than a left ball.
No, yeah, not really. Yeah, I'm pretty embarrassed by that dumb joke.
That was good.
Those are oddballs.
That was really stupid. No, I thought it was like precision
landing. Yeah. I was like, damn, oddballs, girl, hell yeah, couple oddballs.
Chuck just looked at me like, yeah, bro. I'm like, okay, here you go.
I was sitting there knowing that my right one's bigger, and I'm like, I don't want to be the oddball. I didn't want to.
I
was keeping quiet because I got a bigger right ball than my left. Oh, Chuck's really good.
Oh, mine's definitely, the left one's definitely bigger.
Yeah. Absolutely. Back me up here, is it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, my right.
Everyone feel your balls.
My right one's bigger.
Everyone feel your balls.
James, have you felt them?
Not recently. I don't want me to check them right now.
Well, I just want to think, do you have any idea which one's bigger?
Give me a second here. Okay, they're oddballs.
Definitely left.
Yeah.
Left.
Left, huh?
Wow.
Oh.
And they say the left hangs lower, but generally the right one is the one that's larger.
Huh. Oh, my right one's.
I feel like my left's lower and larger.
Hmm.
That's a lot of information, but.
It is.
Dave's hanging low and large on the left.
Low and large on the left. Where do you dress? I wonder if that makes where you dress to.
Oh, my guy sits on top of my balls. He can't go anywhere. He doesn't dress to either side. He's just chilling on top.
Chilling.
Of those bad boys.
Like a palatial throne.
Yep. Like a
beanbag chair for royalty.
Like a beanbag chair, yep.
Mm. Most guys, it's the right here. There's one guy who's left, but I guess we're in the minority.
Mm.
Oddballs, if you were.
Guys are oddballs. I support the hell out of that joke. I do, too. I really do.
I thought
it was masterful.
Stupid.
Couple Someone oddballs. Said brilliant comedic timing.
Yeah.
It was great.
The way you just dropped it in there.
She's like, I don't know. I'm not super proud of it.
She's got two guys just telling them about her balls there for a minute. And then I'm like secretly like, I don't want to admit which one's bigger if I'm a weirdo.
And then, I think your balls are just your balls, you know?
Yeah.
Who cares?
But, who cares?
You know?
The French care, I guess.
Yeah, the French are like, we need to find something
to find out. We need to discover.
I am the man whose balls they studied, yes.
I'm the scientist who hooked up the balls.
Yeah, so for all the guys wondering, it's entirely normal for one testicle to be bigger than the other. Many people do find the right one is slightly larger and the left hangs lower. A difference in size, usually nothing to worry about, though it can occasionally indicate a problem. But generally, generally you're all good.
Yeah, I would say it's not by a lot.
No.
It's just slightly.
But then look at this. This one says the left testicle is bigger than the right one. Therefore, the left vein is longer than the right.
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
No one knows.
They haven't tested them enough.
No, I guess not. Well, maybe they'll do Radio Men. Radio Men Ball, and we'll win the next Nobel Prize.
Radio Men Balls.
Radio Men Balls. Radio Men Balls. Ever think your pet is spying on you? Well, either you smoke too much weed or you know someone in the CIA. Last week, the CIA released dozens of files from its tests on cats, dogs, dolphins, and birds. Turns out during the Cold War, they tried to turn cats into loose roaming listening devices. They put electrical implants in dogs' brains to see if they could be remotely controlled. They also tried to train dolphins to spy on the Soviet Union's nuclear submarine fleet. There's been rumors of this for a long time, but now it's official.
Oh, yeah.
They did get pretty close to training a raven named Duda to take spy pictures across enemy lines until one day it just flew away.
Because its name was Duda.
I love that. Better. One day Duda was like, Duda. I have my duty for my country.
Hey.
I'm going to just go eat some bugs.
Hey.
Yeah.
You ever think about the fact that they named you Duda? Huh?
I never thought about that. It's a lame name.
Yeah, here's the other, just a quick heads up. Mm. You got those wings?
Thanks, other raven.
You can just, like, go wherever you want.
You're right, I got these wings.
Like, you don't have to stay.
I never
eat that
thought
bad
about
food.
That. Yeah, it's terrible food, and they call me Duda.
Yeah. What's your real name, man?
You're goddamn right. My real name is...
Fly!
I will. I will be what I am. Thank you, new raven friend.
Fly behind.
Put government service behind me.
What's your name?
What was the name again?
It's my father's name.
It's not Duda?
No.
He's the third. The third. The third.
I gotta be who I am.
No more Duda for this guy.
No.
Duda's dead.
I seen enough war.
You put out a burn notice on Duda. You understand me?
Oh, they almost had it too. Duda was working for the man and just gone.
He's like, it's a bunch of crap. I
just assume, okay, well then what do they got now?
The guys that were in charge of Duda, they're like, I don't think he's coming back.
Oh, man. Duda's not flying the right way at all.
He's not doing anything we
tried. Duda, the Russians are that way, huh?
Duda! That's a bad Duda!
Come back here! Land on my finger!
Write this down here. Failure. Two.
Duda's gone.
Duda's gone. Duda's gone. Said his new name was...
It's saying...
What's happening? Sometimes you can hear him still. That's Duda if I ever heard it. Yeah. He's got a lot to say. Duda. Duda, that's... Hey!
Listen in the distance.
All right, sir, as far as we know, this raven is going to go to the enemy and get us a bunch of information. We're going to let him go now. Go, Duda, go! Well, he pooped. He pooped and he flew away. I don't think he's coming back. Duda! Duda! Oh. He keeps saying his name's Bapaga.
Did you expect him to say Duda?
I thought he would. We were just studying it. Did you hear him?
Oh, he's further. He's getting further and further.
He's underground.
He's further and further away.
He digs.
You can barely even hear him.
He's
now.
So far away now.
Yeah, that's it. That's the end of him,
Duda.
Right? Because we're not going to get those spy pictures.
We'll never forget you.
That's exactly how it went.
Spies.
Yeah, spies.
Animal spies.
Animal.
Turns out, not so trustworthy.
Not successful.
No.
This dude come for us. Keep an eye out for Ravens.
Watch your eyes on the Ravens.
There he is, his Bark Big Al.
Former enemy spy.
The big burn note is out on this dude.
Shoot to kill.
Kill on sight.
How many innocent ravens lost their lives because they thought it was due?
So many.
Killed 2 million ravens that year.
We shot every raven we saw.
I find raven, I shoot it in face.
Tell me who you are, Raven.
Who you work for, Raven? Bam.
Liar.
You are a liar, American dog.
Oh, goodness.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.